Welcome to the Think Kingdom Church podcast. This is Marcus Looney, the Creative Arts Director over here at Think Kingdom Church. We want to welcome you to Side B of the series Mixtape. Let's jump in and see what God's Word has for us with Resident Pastor Ramon Bellagamba with his mixtape entitled Enduring Through Disconnection.
I'm just excited to be here. Excited to be here in this season of ministry. Just seeing the growth of Think Kingdom and just excited for what's next and excited to preach the word of God with you all. If you open up your Bibles on your phone or whatever it may be that you are looking at a Bible, I'm going to be in Hebrews 10. And we're going to be looking at verses 22 to 25. This is the fourth installment in our mixtape series. And we're going to be preaching through the theme of disconnection and how during this time of COVID-19, how we've been disconnected in so many ways. So I'm going to be going through that. So let's hear the word of the Lord. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, since he who promised is faithful. And let us watch out for one another to provoke love and good works, not neglecting to gather together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging each other, and all the more as you see the day approaching. I'm going to be preaching from a message entitled Enduring Through Disconnection. Let's bow our hearts and go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we don't take it lightly that we are able to gather here together. And it feels so good to be among God's people. And this time, this season that we're in, this season that seems to be ongoing, right? Where there's talks of this could be around another 6 to 9 months. That our hearts are weary, right? And we need help from you, Lord. We need strength from you, power from on high to get through our day to day. And let us not be remiss to cry out to you and to know how much we need you and how much we've been disconnected. But we know that we are your people and you are our God. And let this word go forth through me, Lord. Push me out of the way. Let Christ be glorified and let us rejoice. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. It's so easy for us to live a disconnected life, and we don't even know it. How we could be so shaped and disconnected by phones, electronic devices, social media, work. All of this leaves us living lives of disconnection from God, from his family, from our neighbors. And it leaves us drifting away from our calling and our purpose. And we could just live life on autopilot and not even really realize how disconnected we really are. Then boom, 2020, a year that we don't know where it came from. A once in a generation type of chaos. Everything in our lives that we know is literally impacted. And it's a reminder to us in that how fragile and how insecure life in a fallen world really is. It has left so many of us stressed out, face to face with so many adversities, adding to living a life of feeling disconnected. For those of us who have been living disconnected, it also has given us a chance, an opportunity to reset. Because disconnection is also a time for recreation and reconnection. But this Rona pandemic has also hit us with a different type of disconnection. We also find that we are disconnected through these months because we can't gather corporately together. We haven't been able to gather on Sundays like we used to. It's a beauty that today that we're back in a public worship service on this Lord's Day. But in the back of our minds, we know something still just ain't right. Just a reminder of how we could all be in the same room and yet be so far apart. We're longing and longing for more in reality. We are in a time literally of social exile. Our current cultural moment is strange and it's foreign. It doesn't allow us to feel like we're at home. But have we ever really thought that maybe God doesn't want us to feel at home here? That are we truly being the ambassadors for Christ and the aliens for the kingdom of God, from the kingdom of God that we are called to be? And I feel like today's text addresses how we should handle this time of disconnection. And this letter to the Hebrews, what the original audience is actually enduring is different, as the believers were severely persecuted. They were answering questions. Do I stay true to following Jesus? Or do I get my tail and run back to Judaism? The writer was actually encouraging them to care and to encourage one another. Like, through this time of persecution, to keep striving, to keep going. And in this sense, for us, this pandemic is us going through exile. No, we aren't being persecuted right now. Not saying that time won't come in our lifetime, maybe. But this pandemic has created a time of exile for us. We've been lost, maybe relationally. Some of us emotionally. Some of us spiritually right now. We have been disconnected. And then we have to really think, is walking with the family of God something I still really want to do? I have this time I could watch stuff online. I could watch here and there. I could be disconnected and not worship in the body. And some people actually may make this their mode going forward. And it may not just be a COVID-19 thing. I want y'all to know, they ain't gonna get it. Family, we are citizens of the kingdom of God. And this means something. We are his people. We have access to his power through the Holy Spirit. In his presence, when we gather collectively here for worship, this weekly transforms us by his means of grace. That as we learn, as we'll learn today, our longings aren't wrong. But if we're growing as family and one anothering, we'll be connected in the same way as the church scattered, as we are when we come together as the church gather. Because Jesus is our faithful King, we must endure through our disconnection. If you don't get no other idea, because Jesus is our faithful King, we must endure through our disconnection. And we can only endure through our disconnection is if we endure as family, if we endure on mission, and if we endure by faith. So y'all probably already saying, man, he been saying endure a lot. Like, what does endure even mean? Like, it's not one of those words that we use all the time in our vocabulary, but I have to explain it because we have to understand the application of this message. And if we're saying that there's a call to endure, this means a call to ride it out. This is a call to suffer. This is a call to be ride or die. This is a call to withstand. This is a call to sustain. And this is a call to go through it together. It means to, in essence, to bear hardship. That's the actual Webster's definition. For us to grow as disciples and to make disciples during this pandemic will call us to endure, but not by ourselves, but together for our good and for his glory. And that leads us to our first point. We have to endure as family. Let's check out verse 25. Not neglecting to gather together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging each other, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This pandemic has disconnected all the rhythms of our lives, including us gathering together. And as I already said, our longings are legitimate. Why are our longings legitimate? Because we're made in the image of God. So if you know his nature and his essence, you know that there's diversity and unity, right? That our God is a God in community and always has been through eternity, and he will be. And we are made in his image. So that means that we are social beings, right? We're relational beings, and we are embodied souls who desire to be with one another. And we have the pleasure, those of us who have by faith believed in the gospel, that we are in the kingdom of God, right? The kingdom of God is at hand. And the kingdom is the king's power over the king's people in the king's place. So when we gather together corporately, we encounter this heavenly reality. So when we have not been able to gather and we've been on exile during this pandemic, we've been missing the truth that the presence of God, right? And that tangible expression of that when we come together on Sundays, we've been missing that. Because when two or three or more are gathered, he's here. And there's a lot more than two or three of us here. So the presence of God is magnified. And then when we come together on Sundays, right? We have the king's power with us. We're the king's people, right? And in the here and now, the king's place is right here. Like, this is where heaven and earth are interlocked. So when we cry out in praises, right? When we cry out in song, we're joining what's already going on in heaven. So what we got going on right here through Christ's presence, right? As Christ is our mediator, we have something supernatural going on. And we can't forget that. But even more, in this verse, the command here isn't just for God's people to gather together for worship. The writer right here is actually letting them know, like, yo, we need safeguards because we easily drift from community. It ain't hard for us to drift from community to make up some excuse why we aren't going to gather together with the saints. Our participation in the local church not only protects our personal fellowship with the Lord, but it's a vital aspect on how God matures us, right? And how he transforms us into the image of Christ. And the reality of it is, I mentioned the supernatural, yo. Every day we had a war. Every day is war. Every day we wake up, we cannot forget that. We always got three enemies. We got three ops that are clipping at our heels. We always got the flesh. Long as we in the body, we struggling. We're on that struggle bus sometimes with the flesh. And we got to fight. We got to fight that indwelling sin, right? We got to mortify it. Also, we got the world. The world and its systems, its philosophies, its institutions. We being discipled all the time by the world. We can't lose sight of that. We gotta be discerning. But more in particular, what I'm really getting at from this verse, we gotta remember that our third enemy, Satan, he's rowling. He's ready. He's ready for you to slip up. Think that you can go about this Christian life on your lonely. He wanna catch you slipping. And I want you to think about in the context of war, right? Soldiers, right? Soldiers gather together in a platoon. And when it's time, during this time that they're in a platoon, they live together, they grow together, in a sense, they become family, right? They love each other. It's deep. So when it's time to go on the front lines, they already know mine. Like, we coming back together. I got your back. I'm not letting you be alone. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that you come back alive. They are encouraging each other during the war, right? But what do enemy forces want to do? They want to divide the pack. They want to get them to break apart, right? They want to catch that soldier on his lonely. So they could pick him off and kill him, or they can make him a prisoner of war. Likewise, family, Satan, he's enemy forces. What does he want to do? He wants to get us thinking, we don't need the church. I got Jesus in my Bible. I'm good. I don't need the church. I could live this Christian life on my own. But just as a body just as a limb disconnected from the body is dead, right? So is a Christian disconnected from Christ's body, the church. It's a suicide mission. You are dead on arrival if you go that route. There's nothing that could be done. We have to endure together as family. We got to endure in unity. We have to endure as family to grow in Christ. But not only that, leading to my second point, we have to endure on mission. Let's take a peek at verse 24. And let us watch out for one another to provoke love and good works. So I already talked about it. Yo, we drift from community real easy. It doesn't take much. But what about, drifting from mission? Oh, it's real easy for us to think that it's optional. Mission is optional. That we can be disconnected from God's mission in the world. So this verse tells us that we need family to like always stir us up, to motivate us, for us to be engaged in mission. But for us to even do that, it says that what? In verse 24, we got to watch out for one another. So last week, Pastor Antoine was talking about one another's. And I know he wasn't wasting his breath. We have to continue to grow and press in and really live these one another's out, right? So watching out is calling, is if you really define it, watching out really means to consider, right? To think about, to be concerned about our brothers and sisters. We got to love one another if we're going to watch out and we're going to provoke each other to good works. For us to be faithful to the Great Commission, right? We got to make disciples, right? And also for us to be faithful to the Great Commandments, to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. Guess what? We need each other. Like, we cannot think like, yo, we good. We can keep going, doing what we doing, and things are going to change. And just think about it. This need is even greater in a pandemic. It's even greater when we face some persecution, if that ever happens. And I just want to make clear to y'all, when I'm speaking about mission, I'm speaking about holistic mission, right? So when I say holistic mission, that means I'm talking about disciple making and I'm talking about social action. So we need to be loving our neighbors, loving our communities, and loving our cities, right? And right now, our heart is real full. We just started a 6-week food drive, right? Where we're feeding our community and we're helping other ministry partners feed their communities, right? But at the same time, we also gotta be on it. We gotta be sharing that living water, right? There are a lot of thirsty souls around right now. A lot of people thirsty to hear what's coming out your mouth right now. Don't keep it closed. Obey the Spirit. Speak. This time right now, this time of disconnection, has given us the greatest invitation, probably in our lifetime, to invite people to accept the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like for them to literally come and follow Jesus, right? What has Jesus got to say during this pandemic, right? We are his hands and his feet, right? We're continuing his mission, right? This is Acts 29. It's keeping it going this time in history. And it's a great time also, right? Think kingdom for us to reset and engage as a family of missionary servants, right? Who make disciples, right? Who make disciples, right? In our local communities. So whether it's China Grove, right? Whether it's Kannapolis right here, whether it's Concord, whether it's Charlotte, like it's given us this opportunity to really live on mission, right? We know the true story of the world. Everybody else is like, man, what's going on? What's going to happen? Is the world ending right now? Like, we know the gospel. We know that we are witnesses to God's victory in Christ, right? And we gotta proclaim that where we live, work, and play. We must endure during this pandemic and be devoted to being a family to the ministry of reconciliation with one another, and also with helping reconcile people to God. Our call is to know Jesus and to seek his kingdom. We do that as a collective, not on our lonely. We have so many idols right now that could be distracting us, right? Keeping us off, drifting from mission, not even thinking about it, right? That's why it's important that we got to walk this walk together, and we got to stir each other to keep our eyes on mission, right? Like, we could, right now, literally, we could be chasing the bag right now. We could be literally, oh man, the stock market, oh, this is my time to really key on my investments right now. Oh, I got invited to be in part of two susu groups, right? And I'm not even going to get into that, what susu group means, but basically it's black economics trying to build collective wealth together through interest-free loans. But what about, oh, I want to start a new business. In of itself, none of these things are bad things. But these are things that keep us focused away from God's mission. Are we so focused right now on making our home our sanctuary and doing all this home improvement that we're spending hours on YouTube, hours on HGTV, right? Trying to improve the inside and outside of our home. But I want to ask y'all that question. Are you making that home beautiful for mission? Are you surrendering your house to the Lord? Or is your home just going to be your personal refuge? These are real questions that we got to grapple with ourselves. Lastly, are we on social media just wanting our opinion to be heard, right? And wanting to silence the arguments of others? Are we concentrating on mission when we're doing that? Are we showing the best social witness to the world? It is our call in making the end of history accomplished in Christ and given by the Spirit known to all the nations, to the ends of the earth. And through our social action, right, our deeds and our evangelistic words, the Spirit witnesses to Christ, his kingdom, and his rule. And we want to continue to celebrate baptisms. But this can only happen if we committed to gospel, the gospel, family, and mission. One of my favorite games to watch kids play is capture the flag, right? So they get together in teams, right? And they discuss strategy on how they're going to capture the flag. Like, everybody needs to play a role for your team to capture the flag and win, right? And there are people that know that they're going to have to sacrifice themselves so that the runner can go forward, right? And they don't mind taking on that role because ultimately they want to capture the flag. In a similar way, think kingdom, right? We all have the same mission, right? We all have gift, talents, and abilities, right, that are God's, that he has given us to work on mission for him, right? So we got to have the strategy and be willing to play our role, right, so that we can celebrate baptisms, right? Our thoughts and our mind of capturing the flag, right? Seeing individuals go from death to life, right? Seeing individuals go from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. That's what we want to see. We want to celebrate all the time. And we want to party. And we want to party like how you used to party before you came to know Christ. Like, we ain't got to tone it down. But we want to celebrate that. And for us to continue enduring through disconnection, we lastly have to endure by faith. We look at that in verses 22 and 23. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. With our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Let us hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, since he who promised is faithful. Because we have a great high priest over the house of God, who is also our king, we can rest. The work of Christ on our behalf has allowed us the opportunity to be admitted into the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is not just in the afterlife. The kingdom of God is in the present. And we have access to this place in the kingdom of God. By which way? By faith. Even in the midst of disconnection, we could be at peace because the blood of Christ, right? The blood of Christ has washed our sins away as white as snow. And our peace with God and our identity as God's children allows us to live as family and to live on mission. The promises of God find their yes and their amen in Christ. And because of that, we got to endure. We can live lives with biblical hope. And hope in the biblical sense is one of certainty. It's a sure shot. It's 100% reality. It's facts. Because we have sure hope. Our hearts can be arrested by faith in the faithful King. Because our salvation is secure, we can persevere through challenges such as a pandemic and our quest for godliness. Our faith in Jesus and the reality that we are united with him should give rest to our weary hearts during uncertain times like this. And those of you who have not been arrested by grace yet and are not living for Christ, we know that you may be weary, but we know where a well is, and we know where that wellspring of life, where the living water is. Because you got to know, when you're thirsty, that's because your body is already dehydrated, right? And you need, your body's already craving what you haven't been given it. And there are so many different things in this world that promise living water. But in reality, they just leave us thirsty. And in reality, they're seeking to destroy us. So often we seek these things in security and comfort, approval and power. We are all the wrong places, man. You hanging with the wrong folks. Are we abiding with Christ? Are we hanging with Jesus? I'm asking you, I'm calling you. I'm asking you to pursue Christ and forsake those idols of your heart and endure as family, endure on mission. Because he was faithful to the Father and his mission, let us be faithful in our mission as his people. Because he is our priest king, let our hearts cry out to him. Because we have one who can sympathize with all of our weaknesses. Because he was a suffering servant, we must be prepared to suffer for Christ's sake. For us to endure as a family on mission, we have to be discipled out of the worldly ways of thinking. We can't just be consumers, only concerned about our own identity, our own freedom, our own happiness. We have to be true to Christ, not yourself. In self-denial, there is freedom, not only in self-expression, always. I must be okay with sacrificing for the good of others, not sacrificing for anyone because I want to pursue my own happiness. And our language matters too. If we only connect church with Sunday service, we always going to feel disconnected. A real question for y'all. If you can't say amen, say ouch. Do we connect with Christ's body in the neighborhood? Or do we not grow with them because they are a different ethnic makeup than us? Or they're in a different walk of life than we are currently? Or their theology don't check all of our boxes? We don't need to remain disconnected and think kingdom as we grow tighter as family. We don't need cheap diversity. We need true solidarity. If the life of the church is supposed to be a foretaste of the coming kingdom and in the present kingdom, might 2020 be a reset to share forth the love and the peaceful rest of the kingdom? What if our households develop the culture where we spur each other on daily to love, to good works, and encouragement in the gospel? How would that impact where we live, work, and play? We deeply need each other for gospel transformation. We need each other to witness to the believing world around us, the unbelieving world around us, actually. And we are one in Him. And as we love, care, and encourage one another to grow in Christ's likeness, the Holy Spirit will use our lives for the glory of God and for the sake of our worlds. So let us, Think Kingdom, continue to endure as a family on mission by faith so that we can endure through our disconnection in this cultural moment. Let's bow our hearts. Let us pray. Father, we got to endure together. We got to learn to dig in, to be our brother and sister's keeper, to encourage one another, to continue to press in with family, because you know family is messy. It ain't easy. We are still imperfect, right? But then also, we got to stay on mission. We gotta do what you command us to do, right? We got to be witnesses in this age until Christ's return to the King of Glory. And let us not be disobedient to that. I just pray that we grow in our faith during this time of disconnection, that we reconnect to the author and the finisher of our faith, our faithful King, our priest King. He wants to hear from us. He wants to hang with us. He don't want to be a part-time lover. He wants us to love Him with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength. And He wants us to love one another, His beloved children, together, and to love our world for the sake of it, because they don't know the lostness that they're in. Let Christ be glorified. I preach this through His holy, I say this through His holy name. Amen.
That was Resident Pastor Ramon Bellagamba with his mixtape, Enduring Through Disconnection. He encouraged us to endure as a family, to endure on mission, and most importantly, to endure by faith. If you're blessed by anything you hear on this podcast and you feel led to give, feel free to text the word GIVE to 704-741-3705. Again, thank you for tuning in to Side B of the mixtape right here on the Think Kingdom Church podcast.